10 years ago, the first Success Academy charter school opened its doors in Harlem. Since then, Success has grown into the largest charter network in the city, with 41 schools serving 14,000 students. And it's been controversial, with critics suspicious about what really goes on in the classrooms. That's why WNYC's Beth Fertig decided to go to the source. Kids who've been at Success from the start.
Just to be clear, these aren't random students. In order to get kids who have been at Success for all 10 years, I asked the network for help. So these families were handpicked to meet me. We got together on a Saturday morning over coffee and bagels at the new high school on East 33rd Street.
Teamwork.
It was clear they all knew each other pretty well. They met 10 years ago when their kids were chosen in a lottery to attend the first Success school. They were pioneers, taking a risk on a new charter school because they weren't happy with their neighborhood schools. And today, they're still true believers. 15-year-old Kelvin Jennings started in first grade.
I remember walking with my backpack, and we all were in our cafeteria at Home Success One. And we had a teacher named Paul Fucolaro, I think so. Yeah. And his voice was so loud and booming, and he grabbed all of our attentions as soon as we got in there. And
they reminisced a bit. And then I asked about the rules. Success has gotten a lot of attention for its discipline. So I asked these teenagers what they experienced in elementary school.
It wasn't strict. We had rules, but it wasn't hardcore. Like,
that's Nashaya Pope, who started in kindergarten. Her mom, Natisha Pope, explains the color system for tracking student behavior.
Green meant you had a good day. Yellow had okay. Red meant you had a bad day. Nashaya came home with red plenty of times because she talked back.
And that meant a lot of phone calls home. But Pope didn't mind.
It was one of those things where the teacher would call you, let you know why she got red, and what were the actions taken to correct it.
This is where some of you may start to wonder about the whole red, yellow, green thing. There are parents who wouldn't want to be called at home or work for every little infraction, but these families appreciated it. Now that they're in high school, Kelvin and his friends say the rules made sense.
What did I get a red for? I think I got a red for continuous back talk and speaking out. And
students could also get red if they didn't sit in the right position. 16-year-old Sunil Jeter remembers.
Crisscross applesauce. It's like we were sitting on a carpet with different colors, so everybody had to have their hands folded and like sit a certain way.
There are accusations that these rules weed out kids with behavior problems. Some parents are suing Success over a Brooklyn school where the principal kept a list of kids he wanted out. The network says this shouldn't have happened. For the high school students who met with me, stories like that might as well be from another universe. They say their charter doesn't get enough attention for the good times.
It was fun. It was really fun.
Especially community circle.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That community circle. Oh, my God.
Nashaya explains one of her favorite things about elementary school.
We sat in each of our groups, and we had announcements, we had awards, we played games, we danced.
This is why the parents here say they're so passionate about their school. A lot of them have gone to rallies over the years. Success even cancels classes on those days in order to maximize attendance. But Natasha Shannon, whose daughter Ananda is now in 10th grade, says no one twisted her arm to go.
We were never forced, you know. What I've done, I did it because I'm a parent. I did it because I'm a New York City taxpayer. I did it because I wanted the best education for my child.
And the parents say it's paid off for their kids. Success also has some of the highest test scores in the state. Critics, including the mayor, believe the charter network puts too much focus on test prep. That bothers Sunil and the other kids.
A lot of people were looking at us as if we weren't like normal kids, that we were cheating or that we were using other resources that they weren't. It's just that we work harder.
On the other hand, that doesn't mean the tests didn't matter.
So of course tests are important because they show your intelligence. And it wasn't really for everyone else to see. My school used our tests to measure where we were and to push us forward. It wasn't.
Keep in mind, out of the 150 students who started the first Success Academy, these kids are among the 52 still attending. That attrition rate is actually lower than for regular Harlem public schools. When I asked the students about who left, the kids say the ones they knew either moved away or decided to go to a different type of high school. The First Success High School is a little looser than the lower schools. Kids get electives 4 days a week, including dance and music, though they still wear the blue and orange uniform. Ananda Shannon says there are also more activities after school.
We're starting a step team. We just started an a cappella team and a chorus. It's like a regular high school.
A regular high school, but one that's small and well-funded, with a lot of emphasis on college prep. In many ways, it seems more like a private school. The network stops taking new students after fourth grade, claiming they wouldn't be able to keep up. This also keeps its schools pretty small. But Success denies any accusations of creaming or keeping only the high achievers. Most of its pupils are Black and Hispanic and low income. Almost 10% of the high school students have special needs. High school principal Andy Malone started with the network 4 years ago. He sees a certain quality in these teenagers.
And I love that they are confident. I think that will carry them far. But there's a certain amount of healthy dose of reality and breaking of confidence that has become part of their high school experience that I think has been necessary as well.
What he means is he wants the kids to become more independent. The classes are still tightly structured, but now students have blocks of free time every day to use as they want, whether that's getting help from a teacher or catching up on homework. Nashaya says she had some rough patches, but she's figuring it out.
I come home, I do my work directly, and if I don't understand, I stay after school a couple hours or minutes with my teachers. It's not that big of a deal.
Kelvin says that work ethic should keep them afloat in college, even though he knows there will be distractions outside this sheltered environment.
There's going to be a lot of opportunities, like I hear about parties in college. And, like, the parties seem like they're really fun. Like, who wouldn't want to go? But then you got to think that you're going to college to get your degree to where you can live the life that you've always dreamed of living.
The network is planning to build a dozen high schools within the next decade. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.